fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 28th of August. Our prepper tip of the day. There's going to be a lot of mold issues for weeks and months into the future in Texas, Louisiana, possibly other places. The best way, the safest way, the healthiest way, the least expensive way to deal with mold is to get your hands on Heartland microbes. As it turns out, and we didn't pre-plan this, as it turns out, Jimmy Gensling has 2 cases of Heartland 1-quart bottles in stock right now. So you can contact Jimmy at DesertEagleShooters.com and get your hands on those microbes. What you need is the microbes, distilled water, and a fogger. That's all you need. You can either rent a fogger or buy one. In fact, you may start a little business yourself with a fogger. Doing mold mitigation and help you with your own economic recovery. Jimmy, that was very fortuitous that you had that those Heartland microbes in stock, sir, and it's wonderful that you did it, I believe. I'm glad you did it.
Well, it's like I always say, God watches out for fools and children, and I fall into both categories at least once a day.
Okay.
So it's here. The offer is out there. The one call, amazingly enough, James, I just did listen to your message. Gentleman's listening to the radio show and lives in Heartland, Texas. He was talking about one of the stories that they heard yesterday on the radio on their way to church was that there was a couple, didn't say exactly where, but she's pregnant, and they lost everything leveled, and they both worked at the McDonald's in town, which is underwater. So, folks, that's a situation that we're looking at. Like John said earlier, they've not only lost the house and probably could be the car. They've got their lives, but that's about it. Jobs underwater, everything. So, please, just keep them in your prayers. Pray incessantly for them. And, maybe if we need to set up some prayer circles or something and and get things going, email me and we'll do what we can. It's just, we lived there for too long. That's where the ship that tried to kill me was out of, is ported in Galveston, and Teresa and I really got our lives together there and everything else. So it means a lot to us in that area. And the folks down there are salt of the earth. I mean, you know, there's an old adage I used to use for Texas and everything. I don't know if they still use it in the advertising industry, but it used to say Texas is a whole different country. And it was fascinating because Texas is the only state that, A, can be totally self-sufficient if it's so desired, but, B, you have every climate in Texas that you could find. You've got everything from the Sahara Desert type in far west Texas all the way over to the lush rainforests and everything in east Texas and everything in between. Some of the hardiest people I know were born and raised in Texas. My best friends, my oldest friend, born and raised in Texas, still lives there. In fact, he was the one that let me know a while ago about Rockport. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've got to watch out for our friends and our neighbors, and friends and neighbors aren't necessarily 50 feet away in the house next door. They could be several thousand miles away in another state. So anything that we can do to help, we're going to be here for them. And I know that the RBN listeners and everything will. I know right now that RBN itself is taking a hit on this, John. They're going to be dumped on. I was just watching, getting an update on the weather, too. They're Pasadena, Texas, which is right across the bay from where Galveston is, got 32 inches of rain in the last 24 hours.
And how much rain?
Of rain, 32 inches of rain.
32 inches, 4 inches shy of 3 feet.
They're expecting another 2 feet before this is all over. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, just please, keep them in your prayers. I don't know what to say. I really don't.
Well, I think you said it, and we do thank you there. We got a caller here. We got Phil in Niagara Falls. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah. Good morning, John, Jim. That storm was predicted by BP Earthwatch on his unit, and he was studying it when it was in down south in Africa in the Marias, and he had the scenario exactly what's happening right now. But he said what scares him even more is all the dams in Texas. I believe he said there was over 7,000. But two of them dams near Houston have never went over one-third. And that's what he was worried about. And that's the last part about his scenario.
That's what I got in a message last night was, I'm trying to remember the name of the town again. But Crosby. Teresa and I used to live in Crosby, Texas, just kind of north and more east of Houston. And the lake up there, all that water that's coming down north of Houston and everything, they've got flood control dams all up and down the Sabine and San Jacinto and the Red and all of those rivers up there. And they are rapidly, if not already by now, the limit. And he was saying that some of the dam operators were starting early releases of water to anticipate it. So it's incredible down there.
And he said that a lot of them dams, the Corps of Engineers, were really, really concerned because they never put money into refurbishing them. That's what's his main, but be a good warning, you know, for the people down in Texas not to be around those areas, if you know, at all possible. Because that was his main one. When he was describing exactly 12 days before they named it Harvey. So I'll keep listening. Just let you know, heads up on it.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Texas is an unusual state in a lot of ways. We had two women and a man from Texas at my presentation in Minneapolis over the weekend. Great folks. Fun to talk to them. They're probably listening right now. I mentioned to them while we were up in Minneapolis that I've traveled many of the 50 states, Jimmy, and Texas stands head and shoulders above the others in one small aspect, and that's people displaying their state flag in front of their home. Very few states have I found state flags ever displayed in front of people's homes. But in Texas, I would say maybe 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10 homes had the Texas state flag flying in front of their homes. That's pretty neat.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It's Texas is a very unique place, ladies and gentlemen. No one's ever been able to explain it. My dad, when he was alive and everything, made a comment one time. And later, I actually think that someone was eavesdropping on it because he said Texas is not so much a place, it's a state of mind.
Yep, and that's very true. Very true.
It is. It you know, being raised out there, entrepreneurs, creative people, artists, engineers, just incredible people come out of Texas. And
yep.
It's a horrible thing to think of what the world would be like without Texas. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just please be very, very careful on it. And if you are having to get out and move around, if you're trying to get out of an area or you're trying to assist in an area and everything, going back to kind of my original thought on subject for day, gearing up, make sure that what you're carrying, your hands are free. If you've got an old fishing vest somewhere, makes a great deal to put your gear in, old hunting vests, anything like that. What you want to do is you keep your hands free.
That's right.
That's right. Backpacks, small backpacks. Don't go grabbing your expedition pack and throwing a few things in it. The lighter that you can, the better you'll be. A jug or two of fresh drinking water, not just for yourself, but for individuals that you come on to. Throwaway cups, collapsible cups, some way, you know, or empty bottles. If you've got fresh water and everything else, and you've got some empty pop bottles and everything in the 1 liter and small sizes, fill them up and use those to give to people, but by no means give them your water.
That's right. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here we need to take. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. Hi. Well, I just thought I'd check in with some things. First of all, a comment on the locale of the flooding, and then I also wanted to talk about first aid a little more. First of all, my family and I are thanking God immensely for the fact that my parents in San Antonio and sister and her family have been largely unscathed by the effects of the storm. Surprisingly enough, we were counting on probably 10 or more inches of rain or something like that, some flooding at least, and high winds. But they themselves have dodged the bullet by God's grace, so we're very grateful for that. But that being said, a lot of other people have not. We, for many years, would go down to North Padre Island and vacation at Port Aransas, which is just a wonderful place. I used to go out and fish for red snapper under the oil rigs on the boats down there and enjoy the beaches and the condos and stuff, and it's been really devastated. North Padre Island forms one of the world's largest barrier islands. Well, not North Padre Island, north and south, all along the Gulf there. And the Texas Navy, the Texas has its own Navy. You talk about unique Texan things. The Texas Navy operates the ferries back and forth between the barrier island and the mainland. And it's up on the mainland, you have a Rockport, Fulton, and Aransas Pass right across from Port Aransas. And those are the areas that got ravaged so badly. So it's a beautiful, wonderful place. The trailer park we used to go to has been utterly washed away. Whatever was there is not now. It's probably just a muddy moonscape. So
you're talking, you know, when I was stationed at Galveston after the accident, they put me on shore duty there. And my cohort in crime, Kevin, and I, it was, you know, Galveston was the main central point other than Brownsville and Corpus. And we helped maintain all of the aides and units and everything all the way down to Aransas Pass and over to Shreveport. And so I got the best part in the world is occasionally taking a Coast Guard 41-footer and going down the intercoastal from Galveston all the way down to Aransas Pass.
Right.
It's just beautiful down through there. And the people, it's just incredible down there. And I'm so concerned. This has been weighing on my heart since I first knew that it was coming in. And then I just had this rock sitting on my heart, worried, keeping, you know, for some strange reason, John, it was the thoughts of the Coast Guard and everything down there that's been weighing on that, because I know those guys haven't slept since this started.
No.
And another thing that you were talking about, the Texas Navy, I'll give you one I bet you didn't know. Texas has its own military. It's called the Texas State Guard. They're not part of the National Guard. They're not part of the Army or anything else. They are the Texas State Guard, which is basically a Texas militia.
Well, this is probably because Texas functions more the way things were intended to function when the country was founded, and the seat of authority was basically supposed to be at the state level. So I'm kind of a states' rights guy. I'll take nationalism as a lesser evil to globalism, for sure. That's why I back Trump. I like decentralized government, you know. Don't want a global government. Don't even really want a strong national government. I prefer to see things at the state, county, and local level.
Yes, sir. And
that's what works.
You just had a click right there that triggered, too. Ladies and gentlemen, right. In our prayers and all and everything, stay on top of praying for our president right now. Trump saw this coming and had all of the things signed ahead of time, so there were absolutely no delays. Governor Abbott has just been praising the president because he didn't have to worry about anything. Trump already had everything laid out, signed, and ready to go, so that nobody had to do anything except plan and initiate. It's, you know, right now we're getting into the point as the storm moves out. Right now, the last track I was looking at a few minutes ago shows it back almost into the Gulf again. They're planning the plot right now shows it coming out into the Gulf a bit, fish hooking, basically going right over Galveston Island and up into Louisiana and even into Arkansas and everything. So our listeners up in that area, heads up if you haven't been keeping track. And just, you know, once this is over with, once the storm and the rain itself is over with and the rebuilding starts, the looters are going to be the first ones to move back in, folks. And they're going to get there ahead of everybody else and try to, quote-unquote, get what's theirs. And like John was saying, they're right now planning. They're already laying out their attack. So
that's right.
Don't go anywhere unarmed. If you are going out, you still have a vehicle and everything.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Hold that thought. We have a break. Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of August, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Glenn, what's your final question or comment, sir?
Yes, John, hi. I wanted to do a little talk for a second about field expediency relative to first aid kits, and you know, handling things in the field. Most commercially sold first aid kits aren't worth the room they take up. And even if you have a nice, you know, professionally packed duffel with all sorts of things, there are just certain things that you need, you're going to just need a whole lot of. And these are the first one. Make sure you have a good pair of those, the scissors that, you know, the kind that cut through a penny, a nice pair of scissors that you can easily cut garments off or people like that. I think so, scissors. What you never have enough of, and you need gloves, actually. If you have a box of gloves, get up large Ziploc bags and put your gloves into a Ziploc bag to try and protect them from, you know, like especially a wet environment. If you were trying to help people in Houston or near Houston or in these areas, you're talking about muddy, dirty areas. You know, any notion of maintaining sterility is right out the window. You need to absorb. You need a lot of absorbent dressings. You're not going to have anywhere near enough of the ABD pads, which are the big, thick abdominal pads, tape, 4x4 gauze dressings. These are the things, you know, if you have those three items, you can do a lot of wound dressing and stuff. So make sure you have gloves to protect yourself. In a pinch, you're going to have to find things that can be used in a substitute fashion. You, John, talk about purchasing in advance large quantities of feminine hygiene products. Those feminine napkins can masquerade as a 4x4 abdominal pad quite readily, as well as can things like infant diapers, any sort of relatively clean, dry, absorbent materials. You're going to have a short or 4x4 gauze, tape. You're not going to have enough adhesive tape and stuff, so you're going to have to get imaginative with things like duct tape, electrical tape, or masking tape to like hold on dressings. This is field expediency. You use what you got at hand.
That's right.
Relatively well laundered, bed sheets or pillowcases that can be cut up or torn up and used. You can cut up, cloth and tie things if you don't have tape. This is the kind of stuff you're going to run into. You're not going to have enough sterile water for flushing. If you're going to have lots of abrasions and wounds and that sort of thing, bottled water will have to suffice. You know, if it's a choice between having a filthy wound and rinsing it with non-sterile, bottled drinking water, oh well, that'll just have to suffice. Most of these people are going to end up being on IV antibiotics once they get transferred out to a medical facility somewhere anyway. So you're going to be confronted with a dearth of supplies, and you're going to have to use what's on hand. Those are the kinds of things. The feminine hygiene napkins, diapers, things like that can function as wound dressings.
And that's right. That's right.
Yep, so
that's all very good, Glenn. Yep.
All righty. Thanks,
okay,
gentlemen.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right.
That's the quality of our callers, John.
It
Glenn,
is.
Glenn, I wish you would email me sometime because I've got a couple of questions for you. But he was talking about the feminine hygiene products. Right now, they have done so much for first aid, it's not even funny. The maxi thins that they, for ladies and everything else, not the perfumed ones, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Just the unperfumed, the standard store brand. Those things are about as thick. They're only about an eighth of an inch thick in the package. And you can stuff 2 dozen of those in a cargo pocket and still have room for a quart of water.
Right,
those
right.
are excellent, excellent abdominal pads, like he was saying. Large cuts on the legs and stuff.
We got another caller. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. And when it comes to preparedness, you'll find literally several hundred items at my website. There's a couple hundred plus at John's Survival and Tactical Gear on the right side. We've got Professor McKinney's water filters. There's a lot there to check out. The dome homes. Need temporary shelter? I'm sure that Don Kubley is getting cranked up to provide shelter for these people that need shelter with the dome homes. Also, my website, of course, is Energy Cleaner. Once again, in a crisis where you're going with little or no sleep, just taking a one-hour cat nap or a combat nap with the Energy Cleaner signal will help you be more refreshed and have more energy. I use mine every night. I use my Energy Cleaner. I drove not quite 10 hours from Minneapolis back to St. Louis yesterday with my Energy Cleaner on the seat, and when I got here, I still felt refreshed and ready to go. You can also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? A 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads. I shipped five last week. I got one ready to ship today. The toll-free auto line to order energy cleaners and mattress pads, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And yes, we're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, who does, in fact, have some Heartland microbes in stock ready for shipment. So contact Jimmy at DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we got a caller here on hold. We got Rob in Illinois. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, sirs. How are you today?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Good. Kind of a somber show with the all the hurricane events happening and a lot of people put out. It's very distressful for the rest of the country as well, those of us that have empathy and feel for others and want to help and so on. But if anyone doesn't really know what you're talking about, if they wanted to go to the RBN homepage, republicbroadcasting.org, they have links to like videos, which are off of other people's Twitter feeds. If they open each one of those into a separate tab, they can see the Twitter feeds of other people that have been recording this from news stations and Weather Channel and so on. Also, you can go to the Weather Channel's homepage. They got some videos of what they've done. But I'm specifically for that, something that's actually uplifting and gives you some restoration of confidence in this country of ours. There's a guy that was out there at the Weather Channel. He was reporting, and he saw an American flag on the ground, and he says, you know what, we got to pick that up, and we got to take care of that. We can't let that sit on the ground. So he did the whole segment of being recorded on his Twitter feed of him picking up the flag, folding it up, and then walking off with it in protection and safety. So it was very uplifting. If you got a heart, hey, you know, even for a grown man as myself, it choked me up. So I'll leave you guys with that.
They're out there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the
call. They are out there.
Rob. Yep.
All right. Take care, folks.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Well, here's some things people may not have thought about. Now, Houston, being the fourth largest city in the country, there's going to be many Fortune 1000 companies that have their corporate headquarters there that provide goods and services all over the United States, all over the world, that will be either operating at a reduced level or just knocked out completely due to employees simply can't get there. So you may be in New York or the state of Maine or Florida thinking, oh, that hurricane didn't bother me, when the company that gets you what you need for your business is no longer working, or at least for a period of time. So this will have nationwide and worldwide implications and ramifications, won't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And it's going to affect everybody to some point. Don't think it's not. Speaking of that, we were talking about the kits and everything and gearing up. If you are out there and you're planning on going back home or whatever we were talking about, don't go unarmed, make a special bag, ladies and gentlemen, and in that bag you put ammunition for your handgun or rifle, extra magazines, whatever. And a thought occurred to me a while ago, and I don't know why, but if you are traveling back into that and you come into the officers and you're helping watch over them and stuff, check to see how much ammo they've got. Just, you know, a lot of times they don't have a lot of reserves, and they may have used some of those rounds on snakes or vicious dogs or animals or something else that they've had to expend. And simply ask them, you know, how's your ammo supply? And if they are shooting a caliber that you have ammunition for, give them some more ammo. We're going to have to think outside of the box on this, ladies and gentlemen. The box has been flooded, and all the life jackets have been taken, so now we've got to work on our own. So think outside the box.
Absolutely.
Like the feminine products we were talking about. Stick extra ones in your pockets. If you get to the officer, and he's been helping other people, and you've got, you know, half a dozen or a dozen feminine products and everything in your pocket, give him a couple. Help keep these guys supplied in very unorthodox ways. Believe it or not, they're going to appreciate it like you wouldn't believe, because it shows that you care for them and you also care for your community. So it, right now we're in the game, John, that the majority of it, so we think, is over, and we're dealing with the aftermath, which is this huge band of rain that I'm looking at on the radar right now. And it is indeed covering about a third of Louisiana up to Alexandria. Is just inundated with this, with flash flood warnings, tornado watches, severe thunderstorm, and everything else on the radar. And it's going to move, folks. If you're ahead of it, get planned up and geared up now. If you're in the middle of it and you're setting good while you're waiting it out and everything, get your preps and your gear ready so that you can go out afterwards and help. We are a nation of helpers. That's, you know, and I'm saying a majority. There are those few out there that are takers, but we are a nation of helpers. And by keeping extra ammunition, extra medical supplies, extra water, just think ahead. Think ahead on it. And this is definitely one of those places where one is none and two is one. Everything right now, think duplicates. And it doesn't hurt to think triplicates, with the intent of returning to duplicates by passing one along. It's incredible, John. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It is. Absolutely.
When I was in the Coast Guard, we used to carry, and you'll see it on NCIS and some of these other shows and everything. You know, Gibbs will holler out, "Grab your gear. You know, we got this or that." And you'll notice that everybody in the squad room grabs one bag and goes. They don't look in the bag. They don't think about the bag. They grab the bag and they go. We should all do that. And not just have the 72-hour kit in the car, not just have extra stuff in the house. Everyone should have a bag that when they go to work in the morning, they put it in the car, they go into the office or into the shop, it goes in and goes under their desk or whatever, always within arm's reach. And what's in that bag, only you can decide. But first aid, protection, and water are the three primary things. So you've got a couple of lists of those, I believe, on your website, don't you, John? 72-hour kits, bug-out kits, get-home bags and stuff.
You know, it's been a while since I've looked for that, but I believe they may be there. I don't have that right in front of me at the moment.
I was over there the other day looking, and I think it's on one of your preparedness pages.
Yeah,
I need to get back up on ours.
If it was there a couple of days ago, then it's still there. There's a lot at my website, an awful lot.
Oh, yeah, you can get lost in a heartbeat on your website.
Yep, there's a lot there. There is, and we keep adding to it.
But so, ladies and gentlemen, if we do have anybody in Texas, down in southeast Texas, I'd love to hear from you this morning.
We got one just now. James, just came in.
All right.
Thomas in Texas. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to mention that a lot of the oil gas refineries in Houston, not so much the drilling, but I've heard reports to expect gas prices to increase by, who knows, maybe 50 cents or something, just relative. But that's in Houston, most of the refinery.
Right. Well, the men and women who work at the refinery won't be going to work, even if the refinery is not underwater. And are the refineries underwater? Do you know, Thomas?
Possibly. I know, like, Dickinson, like Texas City, they're definitely hit. But to be honest, not sure. I'm in Austin, We have some low rider crossings, but not firsthand. I'm not sure. I do have a sister that lives in Houston, and I was checking with her periodically. It's just the Houston flooding is occurring in various patches, not just one huge area, except for downtown, of course.
Right.
But I'll check on that.
If you could, it'd be great to hear back from you, possibly before the show's over. But just you're in our prayers, sir. Because I'm looking at the weather now, and you guys have got more coming towards you from the northeast. And your sister, what's her name, by the way?
Maritza.
Maritza? Well,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, write that one down on your prayer list. Remember her and her family and friends and everything to keep them covered in the grace of God. This is going to be a long thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be, the news may stop talking about it Friday, but believe me, we've got Labor Day coming up, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and we got Christmas coming up, and all the way through all those, these people are still going to be affected. So,
right. Thomas, check out the refineries if you would, and give us a report back tomorrow morning if you could, please, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll do that.
That'd be great. Jimmy, I was just at my website. Under free downloads, we have Tim Spencer has listed several hundred, it looks like, articles from ruralsurvival.info, which includes bug-out bags. So there's a lot there.
That's where I saw it. Speaking of the refineries and everything, here in Artesia, we've got Navajo Refinery, which is, this thing is huge. And my wife, of course, Teresa, she works at a plumbing place in Artesia, and she was saying that a couple of the customers that were in there that worked for Navajo were talking about last week how they were already gearing up. They were actually increasing their production incrementally, and a lot of times that they're running, they're only running it at 50-60% of capacity. So with Houston going down, they've already started gearing up, and I know that the other refineries in New Mexico and the panhandle of West Texas are doing the same thing.
Well, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense that they would increase their production up to full capacity, hopefully, and that should take some of the sting out of the loss of the refineries
right.
in Texas.
And they're doing they started ahead of time, which is a beautiful thing. They didn't wait till after the hurricane gets through to find out what's damaged. They thought ahead and started gearing up, latter part of last week when this thing was imminent. So.
Right.
Anyway, well, folks, there's just so much to this. So much to this.
Absolutely, there is.
I hope, people that do have prayer requests, that do have needs and everything, go by DesertEagleShooters.com and drop us an email with your concerns. And, if you've got names that be on the prayer list and everything, drop them to us. We'll get them out to our prayer lists and our groups, and we just got to watch out for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And, this is one of those things, keep your powder dry. Maybe an old adage, but very, very true right now.
That's right. So, we'll take anyone else in Texas who wants to give us a call. Either today or tomorrow, we'll be talking about this off and on all during the week. This is a really big deal, and anything we can do here on the radio station to help, we of course will help. I got a new photograph here on Drudge just in the last few moments of a couple of men in a John boat going past a SUV that's sunk in the water here on what would be a city street. They're just motoring along in a John boat. very strange.
This morning on Fox and Friends, one of the reporters was in one of the boats, and everybody that's listening to us is familiar with the big gas stations that have the huge metal awning over the top of it. and everything that is 15, 20 feet above, you know, so they can get 18-wheelers or whatever in there to deliver fuel and all. And they were, you know, sitting in this boat right beside that, and the gas station sign was on the edge of it, and the guy says, yeah, below us is the gas pumps and everything else, and they could actually see, they were showing bubbles that were popping up that were evidently fuel or whatever from those tanks that was venting.
Well, those tanks are filling up with water. That's what's happening. What a mess. What an absolute mess. Here's our break. We have time for one more call at 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we are back. Let's jump right back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of August. Yes, we're back. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. Yes, if you or somebody you know is in the affected area, get the microbes now while you can. The supply of microbes compared to the fourth largest city in the United States needing microbes is going to be exhausted fairly quickly, I would say. Wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And another thought that I had during the break there, it's really weird how these thoughts are flowing today. Maybe some of our listeners do, or they've got friends that work in a garage or Jiffy Lube or something like that. Might talk to them and see about possibly getting some gallon jugs or quart jugs or whatever of some of their used oil, and folks can use that for, as they're pulling their guns and everything out of flood conditions and everything, to help douse them down with that rather than having to buy new oil and stuff. Good. Recycling. Hey, we're thinking green.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Think outside of the box, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time for it.
I've got Drudge Report has rainfall totals here for many Texas communities, and the majority of these communities they have listed range from 20 inches to 30 inches of rain. Just incredible, incredible amounts of water there. So our thoughts and prayers are
2 years worth of rain in one day.
That's right. That's right. And it's relatively flat ground. There's no place for the water to go.
Exactly. And it just, you know, having been there and knowing the beauty and the caliber of the people, just keep them in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, please. And, you know, I just don't know what to say, John. It's got to this point now that all we can do is hope and pray for the best, because it's not over and it's not going to be over for weeks, maybe even months for some people.
Oh, it'll be months. I'm sure there's many parts of Louisiana that have not recovered from Hurricane Katrina. I haven't been down there, but I'm relatively sure parts haven't recovered. I understand the Cajun Navy is being activated in Louisiana, by the way.
I was waiting for that call. I just had a funny feeling you were right, you know, thinking of that.
Texas Navy, they're fully mobilized, the Cajun Navy. And of course, the edge of the storm is affecting Louisiana, so they're going to be busy taking care of their folks in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. And, ladies and gentlemen,
I got a note here. The Cajun Navy is also in Houston already.
I was thinking that for some strange reason when you said that, I was thinking that.
Hopefully they'll be able to coordinate with proper authorities. There were some issues in Louisiana the first time they were activated, with local authorities not knowing who they were, why they were there, and it did cause some issues. But hopefully they figured out how to get around that now and properly notify and work with the authorities. Jimmy, we're out of time. Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.